So we are here with Mark Langseth, the CEO with Greater Than, formerly known as I Have a Dream. Mark Langseth has graciously agreed to be our very first podcast ever with Fairmont Community Fund. And the idea that we had with the podcast, Mark, and for our listeners, was a way for Fairmont Community Fund to just go a little bit deeper with our partnerships and have an opportunity and a way to talk to grantees about the impact that our fund, not just our funding, but our funding and the work that you're doing in your communities outside of just grants and dollars. You know, the staff and I, Jesse and Angie and I, have been rolling up our sleeves and going out and volunteering. We've been trying to think about ways that we can have these more meaningful relationships with our grantees and our communities. Mm-hmm. So this is just one of those efforts and just another way that, you know, we're wanting to get out and let the light shine more on our grantees and the work that you're doing. So that's a little intro into what we're doing.
And I'm happy to be the Spirit Mountain Podcast guinea pig.
That's exactly what you are. Awesome. We have been partnering with you since 1999, and I brought your history. We're just so happy about that, and that's just so amazing, and all of the people that have been here before us, that you've worked with before us, my predecessor, Kathleen George, and she's on our tribal council now, and also our board. She's a board of trustees member as well. We're just happy and honored to be doing this work, and we have an amazing team almost full now. We're hiring one new position and then we'll be a full team. Let's talk about your organization, your mission, what motivates you to do the work that you guys are doing.
Yeah, well, let me first of all say thanks for welcoming me to this inaugural podcast. Really pleased to do it. Spirit Mountain's been an incredibly loyal and good and significant partner with us in a whole variety of ways. So glad to expand the partnership in this way. Mm-hmm. So Greater Than, formerly I Have a Dream, and I'll tell you about the new name a little later. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to support and empower students from poverty impacted communities to thrive in school, mm-hmm. in college, if they choose to go to college, and career. The sort of theory of change that we operate under is that we believe that communities and schools need to be working much more collaboratively and much more robustly together. Mm-hmm. And that communities writ large need to take greater responsibility for lowering the myriad of poverty-related barriers that get in the way of kids' ability, preparedness, mm-hmm. et cetera, to learn and to succeed in school. The playing field is not level. If you're in a highly poverty-impacted community, the resources are not there the way they are in other communities. And so we're just trying to level the playing field. I would say our core sort of beliefs are threefold. One is we believe in parent leadership. Parents as first teachers. Parents as central to everything we do. The parents know what the barriers are, obviously, mm-hmm. better than anybody else. And so our commitment is to place parents at the center of everything we do, and I can talk more about how we do that later, potentially. The second value we have is around racial equity. The reality is that if you look at education, if you look at differential educational outcomes, they're highly racialized. And mm-hmm. so as an organization, we're deeply committed to pursuing strategies that can level the sort of racial equity playing field as well. And that includes internal work, that includes informing all of our programming, informing everything we do. It includes our board moving forward with their kind of appreciation, understanding of different cultures and about just the depth with which cultural and institutional racism pervades way too much of what we do, and certainly in the education circle. Mm-hmm. So a real commitment to racial equity. Yeah.
In such a respectful and meaningful way, too.
Absolutely. No question. Mm-hmm. We just know that if you don't get at the issue around cultural and institutional racism, you will not see achievement moving mm-hmm. forward, just like we believe if you don't see comprehensive long-term efforts to reduce poverty-related barriers, mm-hmm. you won't see these. So it's all about moving the needle forward, right? It's about having low-income kids, kids of color, being able to mm-hmm. succeed in education and break the cycle of poverty through education.
So who are you serving in what geographical area, and how can people know more about how they can get access to those services?
So we created a national demonstration project to demonstrate our theory of change. It's based at Alder Elementary School, which is in the Rockwood neighborhood on the far eastern edge of Portland, western edge of Gresham. It is a neighborhood that we think is rich in opportunity, we know is rich in diversity. The school itself has typically around 30 languages spoken at any given year in the school, primarily Spanish. About two-thirds of the kids' first family languages is Spanish. And we also know that it's a neighborhood that is highly poverty mm-hmm. impacted, and therefore not a neighborhood where the playing field is equal.
Yeah.
I would say our third belief, which leads to kind of how we do what we do, is we have a huge belief in collaboration. And people talk about what we do as collaboration on steroids. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's collaboration and then there's collaboration. Yeah. We do collaboration. and I can talk more about that. But the parent leadership, racial equity, and collaboration really are the things that undergird everything we do.
So we've been partnering with you since 1999. How long has your organization been in existence prior to that?
We were founded as I Have a Dream Foundation in 1990. Yeah, and our former model was to just work with an individual grade level of kids and mm-hmm. see them through with our core services, which is creating a culture of college and career, mentoring, and then our what we call our whatever it takes services, mm-hmm. so things like housing supports, access to good early childhood, food supports, you know, all those kinds of things.
So you've really expanded.
So in our 28 year history of working with just the single class model, we mm-hmm. served 850 total kids. Currently we're serving 850 kids per year locally through mm-hmm. this demonstration project that's based at Alder Elementary. The kids go from there to two middle schools, then to Reynolds High School. It's in the Reynolds School District. Mm-hmm. And then they go on to some kind of post-secondary mm-hmm. completion, whether it's career mm-hmm. training, 2 year, 4 year, whatever it is, whatever's going to get them a living wage job. That's our end game,
right?
Is a living wage job through getting through high school and into and through some kind of post-secondary, because 90 plus percent of the jobs out there require something beyond high school,
right,
in order to make a living wage job.
Yeah.
And that's our end goal.
Yeah. And you mentioned collaboration, something that Angie and I were talking about when we came to visit you a few months back. We were so impressed with how many partnerships you guys have formed. I mean, out of all the organizations that I've seen us work with just in the year that I've been the ED for the fund, yours is probably the most robust that I've seen in terms of partnerships. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I mentioned poverty being an incredibly complex mm-hmm. and long-term issue that requires, you know, complex and long-term solutions.
Yeah.
Part of the complexity is that there are many different issues. I mentioned housing instability, I mentioned food insecurity, I mentioned, you know, as we all want, as many positive adult role models in our children's lives as possible. And mm-hmm. I often remind people that, you know, we have quite a few mothers that are working three full-time jobs
wow.
to make their rent and put food on the table, and they literally don't have the time in the
right.
day on many days to be there. So we need more, and they want to make sure their kids have. So mentors are important.
Mm-hmm.
After school programming is important. Our culture of college and career is important. So there's 70 partners working together throughout what we call our cradle to career continuum, because mm-hmm. we really are looking at working all the way from prenatal through a living wage job. We're almost there to prenatal, we're almost there to college and career, but we're still building
yeah.
the thing out. So the partners, you know, there's housing partners, as I said, mentoring partners, mm-hmm. college partners, after school partners, summer partners, food partners, and once you start to add
That's
all those things,
yeah
add
70.
Those. Yeah, so it's, mm-hmm. you know, like 14, 15 colleges and six mentoring organizations and, you know, about a dozen after school and summer programs. We add all those up and it gets to 70 pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
We just believe that no one nonprofit is ever going to be able to really make a dent in the right. kinds of things we want. But if we get together, and that's mm-hmm. why the greater than name is about together we are greater
yeah.
than, we can actually move the dial forward. And we think it's about the only way we're going to move the dial forward is through really robust collaboration of the deal that we're trying to pilot. And it's a national demonstration project. We're trying to say, hey, communities will come together if you build an opportunity to make a difference.
Well, and then you're also not reinventing the wheel. You're just partnering with people and doing work that everybody is on board with.
Boy, that is so right on. We've talked forever about leveraging and aligning existing resources, right? So this is not about creating another nonprofit, this is just saying, look at all the resources we have. How can we coalesce, leverage, and align all those resources together? You know, people told me I was crazy 9 years ago. We said we were going to get all these nonprofits to work together. They said nobody's ever done that. Well, but we believe that nonprofits would vote with their impact feet above their self-interest or fundraising or budget concern feet, right? That if they had an opportunity to make a bigger impact in a place through collaboration, they would put that first, and 70 partners later, I think we've proven that nonprofits do put impact first when they see a great opportunity to make a different kind of impact. Yeah. They will come. We kind of said if we build it, which is a place to make a bigger impact through collaboration, they will come. Yeah. And we feel like we've proven that pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about the name change that happened very recently.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, the program that's based at Alder Elementary is really a national demonstration project. Mm-hmm. We're mostly wanting to demonstrate how it can be done here in Oregon because we'd like to expand all throughout Oregon. But there's places, Des Moines, Iowa, and you know, even internationally, Auckland, New Zealand, have already replicated what we're doing. Mm-hmm. They found it so compelling. They visited three times and they've done it. So the biggest reason we decided to change names and to go independent, we were part of the National Eye of a Dream Network, was that we wanted to have full freedom to expand however we wanted to expand.
Okay.
And full freedom to go to whatever funders we want to go to. Mm-hmm. We would like to import some money from outside of Oregon into Oregon. Mm-hmm. And when you're part of a national network, that's tough to do because, of course, the national office has to sort of go to those funders. And so we just wanted full freedom, so we just became a completely independent. We're already an independent nonprofit, so our tax ID number didn't even change, but we now can chart our own future unfettered, and that was the main reason we decided.
That's exciting.
And then the name, again, we just, greater than, is the whole idea is that every culture has something, and we love the universality of the idea. When we get together, we can do better things, right? Together, we are greater than. We just love the universality of that. And it also tells you exactly the approach we're taking. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's our distinctive thing is these, I don't know of any nonprofits that have brought 70 partners together. It sort of is our value add and our unique value proposition. So
Very inspirational.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We're really pleased with it.
I love it. So the Dreamer School project is something that the Community Fund has funded quite a few times as a project, and that our board has really gotten behind and loved that work. Can you talk about that project a little bit and just how that's had impact in your community?
Yeah, so formerly, and as of less than a year ago when we changed our name, we're not calling it the Dreamer School anymore because we're not I Have a Dream.
Oh, right, right.
But yes, it was really the Dreamer School project. I mean, we're just calling it our national demonstration project based at Alder Elementary. So we call it it's a cradle to career complex collaboration kind of model. It's what we're doing. At Dreamer School is much shorter, but we haven't come up with a greater than name yet. I cannot say enough about having ongoing support over time and having funders also be partners, right? It's not just give us a check, please.
Yeah.
It's we have some alignment in values, because alignment in values leads to more sustainable partnerships, right? If you don't have alignment in values. Mm-hmm. So what we found with Spirit Mom is a great alignment in values. The kind of things that the fund has evaluated, we also value. I hope that, I said some things about our values and
totally
beliefs earlier.
Makes sense. Yes.
So we're just thrilled when we find a funding partner that really aligns with our values. And I think that's what we're all looking for, right? As nonprofits and funders, who shares our values, beliefs, and who shares our, kind of belief in how we can move things forward. And so Spirit Mountain being with us for so many years is you're one of a handful that has just stuck by us and said. And the other thing I think that's important is, we signed a 15-year contract with the Reynolds School District, which is just an opening foray, actually, because we think it's forever in terms of the partnership. We want funders that also understand that this is long-term work.
Right.
This is not a 3-year project. This is not a 5-year project. This is just to get it off the ground in a substantive way. It's 15 years. Mm-hmm. And so we want folks that understand a little different sense of
yeah.
how much time things take. I think we too often expect things too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We want to force things to happen on our own timeline more than we sort of sit back and say, how does this thing need to unfold mm-hmm. and how can we help get that? So yes, we're eager to move things forward as quickly as possible, but I think when you're trying to change a system and you're trying to change an historic issue that nobody's made much progress on.
Yeah, that takes a long time.
Yeah. So that's why I really appreciate the fund being with us, because that's the kind of support we need.
Well, we certainly appreciate the work that you guys are doing and continue to just look forward to seeing your progress and how we can help. And this is just one way for us to be able to do that outside of our normal grant giving process. We started this so that other people listening could learn more about you, and I've certainly learned a lot just sitting here that I didn't already even know. So thank you so much for that. Is there anything in closing that you want community members to know about who you guys are, or something that we didn't talk about that might allow them to get involved, maybe volunteer work?
Yeah, we're always looking for folks who can contribute, right? Mm-hmm. Contribute in a variety of ways, time, mm-hmm. talent, and treasure. So yes, volunteers, yes, donors, yes, expertise. Actually, we had a great pro bono, mostly pro bono firm that helped us with our new name. So that's expertise
Wonderful,
and
yeah.
time that they put in, and others who are giving money and time, etc. So yes, we have multiple opportunities. I would say go to our website. It's our website's not the same as our name. Our mm-hmm. website is Together Greater, so it's www.togethergreater.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call our office and you can find the number on the website as well. I would also say, we do regular tours.
Mm-hmm.
You all
yep.
were on a tour, and my belief is if you really want to understand what we're doing, there is no substitute for coming out and seeing
yeah.
it. So I would also invite your listeners to consider taking just a couple hours total, if they're in the Portland metro area. It's longer if you're not. But door to door, about a couple hours. When school gets started again in the fall, we do tours just about each Wednesday, and we expect to continue that going forward. So,
good to know. Yeah,
the invite is open to anybody that wants to come and see what we're
doing. Wonderful. And are you on social media, if anybody wanted to find you?
Oh, yes. We're on social media. Now, I'm not the guy to ask about all that, but if you go to our website, you can see.
Awesome.
I know www.togethergreater.org. That's
yep,
about all I know.
That's enough.
But we are definitely on social media. In fact, we're going to increase our social media presence significantly in the coming years. The other thing we're going to do, just to let you know, and this is why I appreciate spending the time on the podcast, is we're interested in sharing more broadly about what we're doing. We
mm-hmm.
think we have some things to offer in terms of thought leadership related to cradle to career, collective impact, complex collaboration mm-hmm. kind of work. And so we're going to be sort of asserting that thought leadership role going forward a little bit more. And again, I just thank you
yeah.
all so much for the opportunity to just talk a little bit today about what Greater Than is all about.
Well, I love it. And that was the whole point and mission of us starting this new endeavor and really being able to just capitalize on technology and allowing other people to know what you're doing. And maybe they don't have to reinvent the wheel, or it'll give somebody else some ideas and excitement about things that they're doing. You know, obviously you guys are you're doing great, passionate work, and that can, be really inspirational to other people on the same path. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for also being our very first podcast ever. And keep in touch and let us know how we can help. And we just really appreciate you.
I will.
All right.
Thanks to you, too.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep.